This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Senate reports that building a wall along the border with Mexico would cost $70 billion. About 20,000 drug cases are likely to be dismissed in Massachusetts because of mishandling and misinformation from a state chemist. Democrat-led and special election in Georgia to replace Republican Tom Price, who resigned to run the Department of Health and Human Services. The NCAA has decided to return events to North Carolina despite the continuing bathroom bill problems. Aaron Henderson, former tight end with the New England Patriots, convicted of murder in 2015 and given a life sentence with no possibility of parole, and recently exonerated in two other murder beefs, hung himself in his cell. Bill O'Reilly, who's been the host of perhaps the most popular commentary show on cable television, has been forced out by Fox News and its ownership after reports of $13 million in settlements for sexual harassment became public, and other women continued to come forward with complaints once a law firm was hired to investigate the charges. Jason Chaffetz, powerful Republican head of the House Investigations Committee from Utah, has announced he will not run for re-election in 2018. Exxon is seeking a waiver of U.S.-imposed sanctions to be able to drill for oil in the Russian Arctic, where it has a partnership with the Russian state-controlled oil company. Vegas casino magnate Sheldon Adelson gave $5 million to the Trump Inauguration Committee, a record donation for such events. After a close election and expanding the powers of Turkey's president, dozens of protests have been arrested in dawn raids for demonstrating against the results and questioning the legitimacy of the vote. Only 34 members of the New England Patriots attended the ceremony at the White House over their Super Bowl championship. Quarterback Tom Brady did not attend as well. In a 7-1 decision on a Colorado case, the Supreme Court has ruled states may not keep fines and restitution after a decision is made that the charge was innocent. Money must be returned to the innocent. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.